And the nature of these foreign markets would be, of course, that it would be quantity, not quality of what was produced. The very same type of mass-produced article, cotton goods, could be sold abroad cheaply. All of these factors would place England at a critical position to become the world's first industrial nation. Between the end of the Napoleonic Wars in 1815 and 1851, England would very clearly emerge as the industrial leader, the new economic leader of Europe and indeed the world. Up until this point, England was certainly a major power, a major player in all of international politics, certainly a prosperous country. But England would now make a quantum leap forward. England would emerge from the pack, as it were, to stake its claim for leadership in Europe. And it would be a leadership not based on enormous armies, not based on constitutional changes through revolution, the advancement of the great revolutionary principles that one saw in France. It would rather be on the far more pragmatic, prosaic, though equally profound, area of economics. In 1851, the famous industrial fair, the most important of these, what would come to be a fairly standard thing of industrial fairs in Europe, was staged in London. It was the unveiling of what was called the Crystal Palace. This great industrial fair, which was an opportunity for England to show to the world all of the great creations that industrialization and industrial capitalism, liberal industrial capitalism, had produced. England was now the showcase. It had become, as many people put it, quote, the workshop of the world. If France had the storming of the Bastille as its great symbolic act, the mounting of the Crystal Palace in 1851, Britons like to point out, was Britain's great symbolic achievement. It wasn't the Bastille, this symbol of repression and despotic government under the old regime, but this new bright, airy, extraordinary architectural achievement, the Crystal Palace. Economic change, industrialization, had catapulted England, Britain, to the position of preeminence in economic affairs in Europe, and also would be the basis for its taking its claim to political leadership as well.